As I mentioned in the introduction, Thanksgiving Day, we join with citizens across this nation to give thanks for the blessings God has bestowed upon us as our nation. It has a long history in our country, although this proclamation wasn't for this specific day of thanks. George Washington had the following proclamation: to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Our country was founded by those who realized their dependence on God and were humbled by His providence and grace. The early explorers and settlers who arrived in this land gave thanks for God's protection and for the extraordinary natural abundance they found. Since that first National Day of Thanksgiving was proclaimed by President George Washington, Americans have come together to offer thanks for our many blessings. This proclamation was made on October 3rd, 1863, right in the midst of the Civil War. And it began in this way: the year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come. Once again, he reminds us that we need to give thanks to God, the source of all of our blessings. But then he continues, in the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, peace has been preserved with all nations, order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict. Even in the midst of the Great Civil War, one that we lost so many of our citizens, he still recognized that there was such to be thankful for. He mentions what a great privilege it is to live in a land where the freedom is the right of every person and where all can pursue dreams. But we also need to express our deep appreciation for the sacrifices of the honorable men and women in uniform who defend liberty. As they work to advance the cause of freedom, our nation keeps those brave individuals and their families in our thoughts and our prayers. But President Lincoln continues by listing some of those blessings. The acts that enlarge the borders of our settlements and the mines, as well as of iron and coal, as of precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect a continuance of years with large increase of freedom. Then he concludes his proclamation by recognizing the source of all these blessings. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. To give thanks to God not only requires us to recognize Him as the source of our blessing, but also is supposed to make a difference in our hearts. We are then asked to share our blessing, most especially with our neighbors in need. Thanksgiving